This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Tuesday to you. Let's get our heads right, okay, after a pretty dumb loss up in the Pacific Northwest. Not a big fan of the Seattle Mariners. I don't hate them or anything, but we never really play well against them. But it was got off to a great start. I was excited about that. It was certainly fun for a little bit. Can't wait to talk about the game with you guys. Oh, my God, we got 30 games to go. And the second guest train is just pulling out of the station, man. Boop, boop. Every move is scrutinized under a microscope. Microscrode, at least on Twitter. And it was, man, it was excruciating. So we got 30 games to go, and we will delve into all of it. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning to everybody. And yeah, that was a frustrating one last
night.
It
was frustrating.
I feel like there's always a bit of a hangover after the Dodgers series.
Not for them. They went out and beat
That's
the
true.
Reds
That's
yesterday
true.
And kept hitting homers and having a great time. A great time. Maybe the lights just are too bright right now. You know, lights too bright. Not ready for the spotlight. We'll see. Still got time.
We got two games this series. Padres have many times this second half of the season lost the first game and come back and won a series.
Yeah,
so.
Brandon mentions it, and I haven't talked about it on the air, but it is really like, if you watch this team as like a sitcom, it's quite funny. I mean, it's you got Chilty, who's like the greatest lead character of a sitcom that's ever been. You've got Tatis. You got Manny. You got... You name it. I mean, my God, you got all these players that are just hysterical. Like, if you watch it again objectively and as a sitcom, it's the funniest show you've ever seen. It really is the funniest show you've ever seen. Also, can be really sad and touching at times. You know, sometimes it really, really touches you and gets you. But, yeah, the Vetter Cup did not go our way. Listen, it was a fun bit when it was just online on Twitter having fun with it, and then we made it a bit for a telecaster, and we've not won a game yet. And none of them, I don't think, have been really all that close. We've gotten bodied by the Seattle Mariners, who are, again, a good baseball team, but I'm very over it. I'm very, very over it at this point. Something incredibly embarrassing happened to me yesterday, which should be no surprise if you've ever listened to this show. I got to be semi-delicate here, but I went after work to the gym, and I didn't go to the gym where my trainer is because he's very far. I went to the gym by my house, and I'm not going to tell you the name of it but I'll just put it this way. My child, Bo, calls it cheese fitness. All right? So you can make your...
cheese fitness.
You can make your own inferences. It could be 24-hour fitness. It could be Life LA fitness. You never know.
If but you don't like going to the gym, you could say every day my cheese
sucks. Every day my cheese sucks. So let's just call it cheese fitness.
So choose whatever word you want.
The choice is yours, right? So...
Is it Orange Theory?
So many, many years ago, when I was on the very first show that I was on in San Diego, it's called The Mikey Show, we get this invite from the people at Cheese Fitness. They bring us in. They say, listen, we're opening a bunch of Cheese Fitnesses around the city. And I looked down the line, and there was Mikey. He was morbidly obese. I was morbidly obese. Jay was skinny, but he was like, I ride bikes. I don't go to the gym. I ain't going to lift weights, but I'll hike up Mount Whitney, you know? And so LOB was like, I'm interested. And Sienna at the time was like, yeah, I'm doing it. She was just had a baby. So they bring us in. They go, hey, we'd like to offer you guys, no joke, we'd like to offer you guys free lifetime memberships. And I go, wow. You're joking. I mean, we're talking, dude.
I always wanted to have the lifetime membership to something.
Benny,
anything.
Benny, yeah. I'm in town maybe 3 weeks. I'm calling my parents at home. I'm like, this is unbelievable. You're not going to believe this. Like, I got a lifetime membership to a gym. And I said, so is it just for this Cheese Fitness in Mission Valley? They go, no. Any Cheese Fitness on the planet, you've got your thing, lifetime member. And I go, what's the catch? No catch. You're a lifetime member of Cheese.
It's like having that gold card they give former players
baseball.
You can get into any game, anywhere you want.
And anytime you can walk up in the third inning and go, give me my seat. Right?
Yeah.
So, lifetime membership. I thought lifetime meant lifetime. So, I go into the gym. And I have my headphones in. So I did what I always do. I walk up, beep, scan it in. Then I go put my keys in the locker. I walk in. I go, well, SOB, I know that guy. That's Trevor Hoffman. So I go up. I say hi to Hoffy. We start shooting the breeze. He's working out. I'm going to be honest with you. I stared at him while he was working out because he is a horse. He's a horse. I was watching him do burpees and push-ups and pull-ups and all this stuff. And I'm like over barely trying to do squats and stuff. But I'm trying to keep up with Hoffy.
Good luck.
You feel like such a load when you work out in his vicinity. And he's just, oh, God. I'm just.
Trevor's 57. I was going to. I cannot possibly be 57 years old.
He looks phenomenal.
There's no way.
Ben,
I thought he was going to say I was like 48 or something.
He's
still
in
57. He looks way too good.
He is in such phenomenal shape. I've
got 7.5 more years to start looking like Trevor Hoffman. It's going to be hard.
So I go over to, I'm watching him kind of out of the corner of my eyes. He's doing a thing. And I chatted with him for a while. He asked how you guys were and the family. He's great. You'd never know the guy was a Hall of Famer. We say it all the time. So I go over to get my workout started on the rowing machine. I'm going to do a quick 500 meters to get the heart pumping, then I'm going to lift some weights. I get in the rowing machine. I put my feet in. I strap in. Ah, here we go. I reach. I grab the oar, or whatever it is, the fake oar, and I did one pull. And I look up, and there's a guy standing in front of me. And he's the guy from the front desk. He goes, are you Stephen Woods? Take my airplane. Excuse me? Are you Stephen Woods? Yeah, I need you to come with me, sir.
Oh my God.
I go, oh, is there a problem? He goes, yeah, we have a problem.
Cheese Fitness Security.
I go, oh, okay. So I walk up. Oh. Hoffy's right. He's 10 feet from me. So he's now seeing me be pulled off of my machine. And I'm like, why am... So I go up. I go, what seems to be the problem? And they said, your membership has expired. And I said, how does a lifetime membership expire? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, dude, you guys gave me, I said, albeit 15 years ago, you gave me a lifetime membership.
Apparently it was a 15-year membership.
This guy's not going to make it past 15 years. Just give him the, call it lifetime, give him the 15.
That might have been a previous management. Who knows what sort of changes have gone on at Cheese Fitness.
So I'm looking at the guy and I go, so... So can I not work out? And he's like, Well, we do day passes for. I go, hang on. Is there a manager here? I go. I just got to see what's going on with my account because that's weird, right? He's like, no, it is, and it does say that you had some free thing, but that's expired. I go, a lifetime membership doesn't expire until you do. That's what I said. I go, I thought it expired when I expired.
Do I look dead?
I'm not dead. I'm ready to get on the. I'm ready to get on the rowing machine in front of Ropin and like get some workout.
I mean, it's a bad deal for the gym because the gym is going to keep you alive.
Like, correct.
Hey, lifetime membership to, you know, the smoking club.
I was a longtime member of the smoking club. I got out of there. I did that of my own. But again, Hoffy's probably like, oh my God, is this guy overdrawn? How bad is radio these days? To hear Dodger fans.
Here's $10.
Yeah, here's $10 if you need a day pass. Can I just make him my guest? So, yeah, the Dodger fans are like, if you listen to them, radio, we are out. Like, we're going to be fired any minute because I get it every day. So I'm sitting there and I go, what's the. The lady manager comes over and she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. This promotion expired. I was like, the promotion of a lifetime again, lifetime means lifetime. Listen, and I told her, I go, look, I go, I'm not a haggler here. I go, I just wanted
You're
to
like,
work.
I'm a little it. Confused, I'm but
I'm a little
not
confused,
upset.
But I'm not make mad. A big deal. I'm not going to make a stink. I'd like you guys to maybe redefine your parameters moving forward. I bet you Gina the Latina still has hers. Frankie Vizzle, I see him there all the time. Frankie Vizzle's wasn't revoked. Boy Toy Jesse, Cabana Boy Jeff, everybody across the street.
Maybe it's only until age 50 or something.
Maybe.
Then you get cut off.
So I go, all right, what's the deal? Because here's what I didn't want to do. I was not in the mood to sit and go over all of your options. She pulls the plastic thing out and goes, okay, so here.
The menu
and
of
I go, I don't,
membership options.
I go, I'm on a very limited time. Crunch. I got to pick up my son from school. He's had a rough morning. I just wanted to get a quick workout. She goes, it's $15 for a day pass. So I go, fine. Reach for my wallet. My wallet's in the car. I go, she goes, you know what? This one's on us. I'll have you as my guest today. Go ahead and work out. And then you can come back in and we can decide other options. Now, I might. It's so convenient. And it's right by my house. I might actually pay, but that will be the third gym membership that I pay for. It was nice having this one because I always felt like, hey, I'm getting something on the house here. We have a family one at the Y, and I pay for the one down in PB where I work out with my trainer, which I never go to unless I work out with him. So, but it was mortifying.
Wait, you pay for the gym membership where your trainer is?
Correct.
Don't you just have to pay for the trainer?
I have to pay for both.
You have to pay for the gym membership and the trainer.
Indeed.
Do you ever go to that gym
Never.
Not to see the trainer?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's ridiculous as well.
The
trainer
is.
Should be saying, hey, I'm training this guy today.
I work at
this gym.
He
you
doesn't work there.
You also have to buy the gym membership?
He doesn't work there. He doesn't. He trains
you there.
Oh. He trains there, but he doesn't. He's not an employee.
You should make him come up to the Y or Cheese Fitness.
He's got 12 clients down there. He's going to drive up to Cheese Fitness to train me. So it was so... Getting called up or like getting called up to the circuit, like if you have you ever been to dinner and your card gets declined and you want to crawl in a hole and die, there's got to be a better way where the guy could like maybe slip you a note, see me after workout, right? There's got to be something or this. How about this? Just eat it. It's a $15 day pass. And as I'm leaving,
right.
Mr. Woods, you got one sec, right? He walked up. Stood over the thing and was like, you need to come to the front desk.
Staring up his shorts.
Right now. I'm like, what did I do?
You're literally stealing gym
time
and oxygen while you're there. I mean,
so.
Was there a line for the rowing machine? Like,
no.
you were impeding other actual paying customers from their row time? Because if there wasn't, there's really no reason to interrupt you in the middle of your workout.
It was so, so funny. It was funny.
Man.
But it was so good to see Hoffy. He's just the most A-plus human being. Got to meet one of his sons. And I got to tell you, I mean, he was so inspiring to watch. Because once I was done with mine, I was walking out the door. I'm pouring sweat. And I look over. This dude's just getting settled on the bench. He's like, all right, let's get some bread. I go, you just did like 1,000 push-ups and burpees. And
that's just warm-up.
And chin-ups and all this stuff I couldn't do. And I just go, my God. My God. I'm so inspired by him. So it was quite an afternoon for your old pal Woodsy.
Sounds like it.
It was great. So I go, yeah, that'll be a good one for the air tomorrow.
Which
just
membership
incredible.
Package does Trevor Hoffman have? Did you discuss?
Whatever it is.
They should be paying Trevor to go to their gym. The fact that Trevor is there is the best advertising
his membership
possibly have.
Mr. Hoffman, after you're done, could you pop by here when your debit card got declined? So. It was amazing. So, yeah, it was quite a feat, quite an experience for me yesterday, as it always is. Never a day goes by without being humiliated, mortified, stepping in it somehow.
Well, good for you for working out because you've pre-burned some calories for today's big Odyssey barbecue that we have coming up. Today at around 11:30 or so.
Yeah, I think it's 11:45.
11:45. Yeah. So sticking around after the show for a while, and we'll get to enjoy home barbecued meats from our Odyssey colleagues.
We are also going to be recording an off the air, Ben and Woods off the air, with our pal Major Garrett, who will be here today to hang out with us in here, and then do an extra 45 minutes, an hour with us after as we wait. And kill time for the Odyssey barbecue that we've been shamed into going to this. There's no doubt about it. I'm excited for it, but we've been shamed into going to this. We have been called to the carpet for our lack of participation and awareness of the culture of the building. It's massively inconvenient for a morning show to wait 2 hours after they're done, but because we are committed to being the best employees we can be, we will be there.
Going to be good Odyssey citizens today.
Now,
our barbecue. I'm going to be late to my other job just for this, so I hope they appreciate that I'm sticking around.
Did you guys bring anything?
I brought myself and a great attitude.
Okay.
I asked JR, I ran into him in the bathroom yesterday. JR is kind of the ringmaster of this whole circus, and I said, is there anything that I can bring tomorrow? And keep in mind, I'm working the rest of today and going straight to work tomorrow morning, so my options here are limited. And he said, no, I think we're good, but thank you for that generous offer.
Yeah, very nice. I'm not going to, but if you need something, I'm still not going to get it. I'll probably make Woods grab it. I didn't bring anything, and I felt bad about it as I was walking out the door. And I didn't bring anything. And now we're just going to... So now it's going to go from, look who... I promise you, someone there, somebody in management or one of the salespeople, look who decided to grace us with their presence.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you. I'll give everybody $5,000 if it doesn't happen. Oh, look who's here. Okay? So that's happening.
Maybe
one
of the sales guys.
Passive aggressive as it gets.
To be fair, and I just looked... I don't believe any email ever said this is potluck style, you're supposed to bring something.
No, there was originally at least some of the management signed up quickly for, hey, I'm doing the brisket.
I don't think there was a sign-up form. I think it was just these three people have specialties
some
that they'll
stuff.
Be providing, but I don't think this was like a,
that wasn't
that crap, somebody already put
for everybody
paper
to
plates.
Start chiming in with what they were going to bring. That's kind of what I thought.
I didn't bring anything.
I didn't either.
Now it's going to be... look who decided to grace us with their presence. Then it will be, we'll get an email saying something to the effect of, hey guys, to everyone, right? A blanket email. If you do participate, it would be nice if you actually participated. You didn't just get your meat, sit in a corner by yourselves with your show or whoever, your little friend group. And it's also important that you bring and contribute. It's never going to be enough. That's what I've realized in life. You're never going to be able to do enough. In any aspect. Well, with my wife, I'm never going to be able to do enough. It's never going to be enough. Everyone's always going to want just a little bit more.
Some people really enjoy bringing things. They like showing off. They've got special recipes. They want to bring it. No one really wants to do the cleanup. So I'm volunteering Woods to stick around and do the post-barbecue cleanup, which is what is really appreciated, I think, by everybody.
That's really nice of you, man.
I'm not doing it. I'll tell you right now. Don't ask me. I got a bunch of stuff to do
today. That's just a really cool thing to step up and... be a leader like
I'm
that.
Single dadding it right now, so I am like under the gun. But I will go, I will eat a plate, and then I'm going to leave. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say hi to everyone, I'm going to eat a plate, and then I got to go. I got a lot of stuff going on, so I got to get back to the gym, you know, and set up a new membership, apparently. Over at my beloved Cheese Fitness.
So apparently we have a busy day. We will set the menu for this morning's program, which again goes till 10, but then we stick around to record an off the air, which should drop later this week.
And then we stick around after that for the barbecue.
Yeah. And then I go to the other job at some point. But cool. From now until 10 is probably what you're most concerned about if you're listening to this program. We will let you know what is coming up right after a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danick, this one, 3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Padres worked very hard twice to get into first place for a day, and now once again have to climb out of a deficit, one game behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. We will go through yesterday's 9-6 loss to the Seattle Mariners that did clinch the Vetter Cup, as Woods mentioned, for Seattle, the first ever Vetter Cup, which they had already pretty much clinched even going into the series, unless the Padres absolutely dominated with a sweep. Didn't happen. We'll talk about the pitching failures of yesterday's game, some of the encouraging offensive signs that the Padres got early in the game, and we'll go through all the highlights coming up in our Padres wrap up in our next segment. Now, I also want to let everybody know that if you are listening to this segment, our four-play segment, it will help you win some Padres Orioles tickets for the September 2nd game, the Manny Machado basketball jersey game, and we'll do that in about an hour or less. So keep listening. It'll only be available, though, if you were listening now, because we'll do like we did yesterday. I have a little question for you. For those who were paying attention, your opportunity to win Padres Orioles tickets coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock, I believe. And then, looking forward to the second half of the program, not only will we have Major Garrett, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent in studio, always love Major's perspective on the Padres, but he will also be with us when Jesse Agler joins us at 8:35 from Seattle. And Major is in charge of the incorporator today, so he'll be giving Jesse Agler his word that he's got to incorporate into tonight's broadcast.
Texted me about 10 different words yesterday. Oh, yeah, he's like, what about this? What about this? How about this one?
We'll put the rest in the bank.
Yes.
Major has, he's filled up the entire trough of incorporator words for the rest of the season.
Yeah, we're set.
Yeah, he's very erudite.
He's very erudite.
He's got a smart word there. That would be a good incorporator word as well. Regular features, Don't Do This, Take on Woods, chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas at 8:20, and our musical trivia challenge, and our Rindle Report with Polly's headlines in our 9 o'clock hour, all coming up on the program today. But we'll start with some Padres talk when we come back. J.P. Sears. Three starts with the Padres, one good, two not so good for your San Diego Padres. How many more chances is he going to get the rest of this season, especially if Michael King can get back into the rotation as soon as possible? Talk about all of that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we get into the game highlights and the details from last night, I think at this point, with 30 games remaining, kind of important every day just to check where the Padres stand. The scoreboard watching and the standings become extremely critical this time of year. And, of course, yesterday with the loss, Padres hurt themselves a little bit, falling, of course, a game behind the Dodgers, who beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-0. So one game back in the NL West with 30 to play. Padres will need to outperform the Dodgers by two games in the final 30 now to win the division, since the Dodgers hold the tiebreaker. The Padres now 2.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs in the wild card race for the top wild card spot in a home playoff series. The Cubs did not play yesterday, so they pick up a half game by being idle. And the Mets gained a game on the Padres as well, moving within 3.5 games of the second wild card spot with their win over the Phillies.
Just confuse me again. Do the whole thing again. That part.
The Mets are now 3.5 games behind the Padres for the second wild card spot.
Okay.
So Cubs, Padres, Mets, and then the Cincinnati Reds, who also lost, are 6 games behind the Padres.
Okay.
So you need to miss out on a playoff spot, you'd need to lose 6 games to the Reds over the final 30 of the season, and also have the Mets catch you as well.
All right, and then as far as, you know, the one thing that I think that we talked about yesterday that is massively important is home field advantage for the San Diego Padres. Where do we stand there?
So 2.5 games behind the Phillies, still they lost
Phillies
to the
lost,
Mets.
Got bodied.
The Dodgers now just 1.5 games behind the Phillies, since they're the division leader. You can't get a first round bye unless you win your division.
Okay.
So first the Padres have to catch the Dodgers. If they do, you hopefully they can still run down the Phillies before the end of the season, but you've got another 1.5 games between the Dodgers and the Phillies before you get there. So that's where the Padres currently stand in the National League wild card chase.
Well, you got to play better baseball than you did last night, certainly, and you got to pitch better. What, they score 6 runs last night?
Yeah,
Padres score 6 runs. It's almost a dub every single time, and you know. We can certainly get into it here if you want. I mean, J.P. Sears, to me, seems like a guy that's, you know, you're twice through the order, and that's got to be it for J.P. Sears. I don't know that that's a guy you can look for a lot of length and girth from, unless it's 12-0, right? Like, if they have a huge, huge lead, yeah, man, let J.P. Sears go out there and throw till your arm falls off. And fine, one way or the other, down 12, up 12, have a ball. J.P., get your work in. Get 100, you know, get 100 in you. But, you know, my theory... And based on my theory of aggressive when ahead, conservative when behind, didn't really play out last night, because you were ahead last night and you weren't aggressive. You, in fact, were conservative again.
Well, I don't know that I would agree with that
necessarily. How so?
Well, you got 3 2/3 out of J.P. Sears.
Right. Should have been 3.
Yeah, it may have cost you a run, but
it definitely cost you
a run. At that point, you've got to cover 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus innings
correct
of bullpen.
Right.
Jeremiah Estrada is almost certainly down because he's pitched the previous two games. You need to leave him a day. That leaves you four plus David Morgan with your highest leverage reliever.
So that's five.
So you've got five. So you need five and a third. David Morgan's probably in for an inning and a third. Yep. And then you go, I thought the Padres are in pretty good shape. Even at 4-4, I was thinking, okay.
They'll hold him.
You hold him. You know, if David Morgan gets through this inning. In fact, I said that. I was watching the game with my son, and I said, if David Morgan can get through this inning, you've got probably Adam, Morejon, Miller, and Suarez set up for the final four innings. All you have to do is score one run the rest of the way.
That's it.
And, you know, you've got a good chance to win this game. So it just comes down to whether David Morgan can make it through this inning. And based on what I've seen from David Morgan this year, like his chances. Got that big strikeout to end the fourth. Gets to, you know, a clean inning to start the fifth without having thrown too many pitches.
So we're basically,
I was pretty excited about where the Padres were, and I liked how Mike Schilt had set that up. Yeah, you could say he's stuck around with J.P. Sears too long, but it didn't really cost him. It cost him the one run that the inherited run that scored on the double play.
Just 4-3 going into that inning, yeah?
It was 4-3.
4-3.
You gave up the one, but I didn't think that wrecked your chances. I thought at 4-4,
yeah,
going into your bullpen, you had the big time advantage in that game. And then, you know, David Morgan gave up five runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and you never had a chance to get to your four rested, top notch relievers that were going to take you, you know, carry you to the victory the rest of the way.
Yeah, so he gets the last out. In the fourth, and then starts the fifth.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the right move.
I thought that was absolutely, given who you had left.
So we're basically
absolutely the right move.
We're missing a little bit of we're missing a guy that is going to be capable to bridge the gap from very average fifth starter to elite bullpen. There's just that one little tiny hole.
I mean, David Morgan has been that guy.
He's supposed to be that guy.
He had a 1.7 ERA. He's been nails since June. He's been absolutely phenomenal, you know, since they brought him up. Had a bad night. I mean, he was one good pitch from getting out of the fifth inning with no runs scored. Remember, it was 4-4.
Yeah.
Josh Naylor was up. Mike Schilt went through it. I mean, we can go through it. Let's go through the highlights,
yeah,
and then we can talk about exactly what happened in that inning with the Padres, where it kind of got away from them yesterday. We'll get to our entire Padres crap-up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a shame. It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
Crap Up.
Presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
One out, nobody on, no score first inning. 3-2 again, the pitch. And Raleigh hits it in the air, deep down the left field line, headed towards the pole and gone. Cal Raleigh with number 50, his third in the last 2 days. J.P. Sears and the Padres become a part of historic season for Cal Raleigh right here, right now. Seattle takes a 1-0 lead. One out, nobody on. 2-2 to Gavin Sheets. Already a career-high 17 homers this year. Swings and lines one sharply to right. Robles going back. He'll look up. It's going to go. Line drive. Home run, Gavin Sheets. And a tie game here in the second inning as the Padres play some long ball with the Mariners. Is Cronenworth two outs, nobody on. He swings at the first pitch. It's a majestic blast down the right field line. Robles at the wall. Gonna go! Jake Cronenworth with his 10th of the year. A moonshot down the right field line. Second of the inning for the Padres. And they lead it now 2-1. 2 and 0 to Tatis for being at first. And a pitch to Fernando, hit in the air to deep center field. Rodriguez is back. He's at the wall. This one gonna go! Oh, Fernando! Third of the inning for the Padres. A two-run shot and a 4-1 lead as the drought comes to a close. Jorge Polanco will stand in, batting right-handed against J.P. Sears. He hits one in the air to deep left field. Sheets is back. He'll watch. It's gone. Line drive just over the fence in left. And, oh, boy, we got home run derby here tonight. Two-run shot for Polanco, his 20th, and a one-run game. Padres up 4-3. Two on and two out in a tie game, bottom five. First pitch to Naylor, grounded the other way into left field, base hit. Rodriguez rounding third, he'll come in to score. Sheets throw goes to Machado, and an RBI single for Josh Naylor has put Seattle back ahead. It's 5-4. Bases loaded, two outs, 2-2. Here's the pitch to Polanco, and a hard grounder fair up the first baseline. That'll bounce up against the short wall in right field. Suarez and Naylor have scored. They'll hold Garver, and into second base goes Polanco, a two-run double, and now 7-4 Seattle. 1-1, and that's in play. Out to deep left field, to Rosarena back. He'll turn to watch. This one gonna go. Ramon Laureano with his fifth is a pod. And the team hits their fourth of the night. Don't go anywhere. Now a 9-5 game in the seventh. A tying run on deck. The 1-2. Manny swings and misses. Strike three. Munoz gets a fastball past him to end the game. Pods got one in the ninth, but they needed more. And the Mariners clinched the Vetter Cup with a 9-6 win here tonight in Seattle.
I think he made a few mistakes. They made him pay for it. I think that was probably the biggest part of it. I thought he made a lot of quality pitches. Thought his stuff was good. He just, when he missed, he, you know, they made him pay.
That was Mike Shildt talking about J.P. Sears and his performance. Ended up giving up three earned runs in 3 2/3 innings. Padres still could have won the game, but he's definitely a starting pitcher at this point. You're going to have to be careful with. Don't expect to see him in the postseason. You know, who knows how many chances he'll get left in the regular season. I guess it depends on how quickly Michael King gets back into the rotation. But, you know, he clearly doesn't have overwhelming stuff if he, you know, gets the, you know, soft contact. We saw him against the Giants, can get through a decent outing, but two of the outings just haven't been too good for Sears.
Yeah, rough night for my goat. Manny Machado had a really, really rough night. That tweener ball that normally, you know, you see him make that swipe all the time and make that play. He didn't. Next pitch, gone. 4-1 and 4-3 just feels, you know, massive. And 0-5 at the dish, just did not have a good night for Manny. So hopefully he can get back on track. But yeah, look, man, J.P. Sears is, you know, the blame's not entirely on him. You're staked to a 4-1 lead. You make a pitch, third baseman doesn't get it, it can't bury you. You know, it can't bury you. You can't leave balls in the middle of the plate that they hit out for home runs. And, you know, you can't walk guys, can't walk Mitch Garver, comes around to score. So just a really frustrating night. I mean, San Diego Padres out here hitting balls out of the ballpark finally. And, you know, we're wasting 6-run performances by the offense when traditionally 4 runs has been all we needed to this point. And so it's, again, every move is going to be scrutinized. Every game with 30 games left is going to be scrutinized. That's absolutely fair. That's how you do it. I think the hindsight machine is when it really starts to ramp up now in September, essentially. And I think that's fair. I do. I think these games are hugely important.
I was a little frustrated in the first inning when Cal Raleigh went deep.
I was not.
We talked yesterday about, hey, don't let Cal Raleigh, he's red hot.
Well, I mean,
don't let him beat you. Now,
how many guys beat you last night? They're like 6 guys. They're a pretty good team.
Sears started that at bat. He got ahead of him 0-2. He did what he should. He kind of nibbled, tried to get him to swing at something. A good at-bat by Raleigh. I think he fouled 1 or 2 off, and he got to 3-2. And on the 8th pitch of the at-bat, he threw it exactly where you can't throw it to Cal Raleigh. Yes. It's like, would have rather had you walk him than throw that ball there. You just can't miss to a hitter like that. Now, that was just 1 run. It wasn't the end of the game. The game was really decided, and we started talking about it before the highlights, in the bottom of the 5th inning with David Morgan on the mound. And again, I had no problem with David Morgan being out there. He struck out Randy Arozarena to start the inning. He then hit Cal Raleigh in the foot with a curveball. Again, that didn't bother me. You don't want to lay one in there in a tie game to Cal Raleigh. You're trying to bury some stuff. It got a little bit away. And, you know, when a right-handed pitcher is facing a left-handed hitter, you're going to have those balls that hit the back foot when they break. So you've got one guy on. Julio Rodriguez is up. And the inning could have been over right there. He hit a ground ball back up the middle that had David Morgan not touched is probably an inning-ending double play. It ended up being a 1-6-4 put out at second base, so it kept the inning going. So now there's 2 outs. Eugenio Suarez walks, so you've got now 2 runners on, and Josh Naylor is at the plate. And Mike Schilt talked about this quite extensively after the game. If you'll remember, back against the Arizona Diamondbacks earlier this season in a similar situation with an open base, they didn't want to face Josh Naylor there with the righty on the mound. But in this case, he wasn't sure about, you know, how it was going to look after that. He decided to, you know, let Morgan go after Naylor with runners at first and second. And Morgan didn't throw a bad pitch. It was, and Mike Schilt talked about it. It was a fastball, maybe on the outside corner, maybe just off the outside corner at the knees. Josh Naylor made a really nice swing going the other way, poked it into left field, and ended up with the go-ahead RBI single. That was not a mistake pitch. It was a good piece of hitting by Josh Naylor. Then Morgan kind of falls apart, though, after that. And Mitch Garver walks to load the bases, and Jorge Polanco, who was the offensive star of the game for the Seattle Mariners, had already hit a 2-run home run. He pulls one down the line for the double, and that essentially was the game right there. Wandy comes in, get 2 more on another single. It's 9-4, and pretty much you're cooked at that point.
Wandy, you know, got hosed there, to be honest with you. He had a lazy fly ball. Laureano didn't get a good jump on it, and then Tatis also comes screaming in from right field like Kelly Leak against the Yankees. And he's done that before. I mean, look, the guy's defense is incredible. He covers an insane amount of ground. He was going to try to make a play. He's going to try to make a play. I guess at the end of the day, I'm not mad when my guys go out and make a play, but Laureano pulled off of going for, really, it was a lazy fly ball is what it was. It was not hit hard. It was a lazy fly ball, one that probably needs to be caught and keeps you, you know, semi in the game.
And then Wandy actually worked another inning, worked through a couple of singles, including an infield hit, but another scoreless inning. Kind of makes you wonder whether Wandy Peralta is your bridge guy now. I know that Padres fans don't have an immense amount of confidence because of the last year and a half of Wandy Peralta, but at this point, Wandy's ERA is down to 2.97. Yeah, David Morgan's is up to 2.87 after yesterday's game. Wandy has been very consistent over the last, I would say, 2.5 months of the season.
Since like May 10th or something, I mean, he's been incredible.
His ERA was like 7 or 8 or something, and he has just steadily brought it down to the point where he is now, you know, among the better relievers in baseball, you know, for what he does in the middle of the game at a 2.97. He's gotten the job done. He's had an actual really good season for the San Diego Padres out of the bullpen. And you wonder whether Mike Shildt is going to give him a couple of more higher leverage options now in a closer game. He's had to, certainly in the past. You know, Wandy has come in some big spots, extra innings. We've seen him a few times this year. But at this point, if you're looking for that one guy that needs to pitch the fourth or the fifth in a big game to get you to your higher leverage arms, is Wandy going to be getting more chances going forward based on how he's been throwing?
Well, I mean, somebody's going to have to. Somebody's going to have to take that role on, Benny, because when you have starters that can't get through the fourth, you know, you're going to have to use your bullpen a lot. And it does make me nervous thinking about using your bullpen because, again, it, you know, I said if you want to play aggressive last night, you have the pen to do so, but that would literally look like something to the effect of, you know, Mason Miller for an inning and a third, then Jason Adam for an inning and two thirds, then Robert Swor. You know what I mean? Like, you really would have had to burn through high leverage guys, but you were in that game. You know, you were in that game. And, you know, they put something together against Matt Brash, of all people, late in the game, and Gavin Sheets missed a 3-run homer that would have had you within one by inches. I thought that was gone. And obviously we talked about Gavin yesterday, and he went deep in the first. Fantastic, fantastic, season for him and much needed for this team. And, you know, it's just crazy to think when Jackson Merrill comes back, there's a decent chance that that dude will be on the bench. And that kind of blows my mind a little bit. It really does, because he can change the complexion of a game with one swing. So it's going to be, again, more issues for Shildt. Unless you win the game, everyone's going to question your lineup.
There has to be. If Gavin Sheets is going to continue to swing the bat like this, there has to be a place for Gavin Sheets. Yeah. Not every day, but, you know, most days against righties, which means you're going to have to sit Luis Arraez or Ryan O'Hearn occasionally, and Gavin Sheets. I think they all are going to have to. I would, you know, if they all play two-thirds of the time, I don't think that's the worst option. And Cronenworth, maybe you give him a day. I mean, you've got enough lefties where one of them is going to have to get a day against a righty at some point, the way your lineup is constructed. And Jackson Merrill, too, even when he's back and healthy. You've got five guys there. You know what? They each get one day off out of every five and start rotating them around. And that means the other four play, you know, four times.
Yeah.
If Gavin Sheets is playing 80% of the time and Luis Arraez is playing 80% of the time and Jake Cronenworth is playing 80% of the time, I feel like that's a doable situation going forward. What I'm curious about,
I mean, at this point for me, I don't know about you guys, I think Gavin Sheets should probably be in the lineup just about every day, like as much as Manny Machado's in the lineup. He's been hitting the ball really, really well.
He gives a really good AB, righty or
lefty. I
mean,
they say
right
he's got
now
the highest batting average on the team since a month ago or something. Like, he is really hitting the ball well. And
hard to sit a guy like that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's hard to sit a guy. And
you only have a certain amount of bench guys. There are some guys that play every single day. Doesn't matter of matchup. They're usually the star players. They're usually the guys making the most money. But right now, I think Gavin Sheets has to be considered one of those guys.
I think he deserves to be in the lineup every single day right now. I mean, look, when Jackson comes back, it's going to make Shildt's job a little bit tougher. And let's not kid ourselves. We know what's happening. You know exactly what's happening. We know who's not sitting. We know who is sitting. It's a pointless, fruitless debate. You know exactly what's going to happen. Luis Arraez is going to be in there every day. Gavin Sheets is going to be back on the bench.
I liked Arraez's at bat, you know, in the first inning, turning on a ball. We need to see more of that from Luis Arraez. If he does that, then absolutely he can be your number two hitter. We haven't seen enough of that lately from Luis Arraez, but, you know, it's good to see that it's still in there at least. And what was really good about yesterday's game is to see that there is a power swing still available for Fernando Tatis Jr. That was vintage Tatis, a 109-mile-an-hour exit velocity bomb to center field. Yes, it's not the pull that we've talked about with Eno Saris that's really going to unlock big power numbers, but it was a barrel. It was, you know,
And went no out of doubt, the yard. Yeah.
It went out of the yard. And, you know, if he combines a little bit of that with everything else he's doing, which is getting on base, walking, scoring runs, you know, and playing platinum glove level defense when he's not trying to steal the balls away from Ramon Laureano, then Fernando Tatis Jr. becomes an MVP type player. That's all he's missing is just that slug that has been down all summer long. But he adds that back in, you've got the best player or one of the best players in baseball.
No question.
At the top of your lineup.
Yeah.
And it was good to see it last night.
Oh, you know,
it's still in there.
You know, he felt good coming around the bases, man. He forgot how to stutter step, by the way. He forgot. He hasn't
done
it
over
in so long. Yeah, he forgot how to do it.
He only has, that was his fifth home run since Memorial Day.
That is staggering. Staggering.
We're at the end of August. That's a 3-month stretch with just 5 home runs. I would never have guessed that a guy could play, and he's been in the lineup consistently that entire time, that he could be held to that few amount of long balls in that period of time.
I know.
He still hits the ball hard.
Yeah.
It's almost crazy
out of the yard
that he hasn't been hitting more home runs. But he got one yesterday. You know, Sheets got his. Laureano got his just in the wrong moment. Would have been nicer with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Anything later. But.
Crony got one. Double digit home runs the last 5 years for Crony. You know, always good to see him get one out of the yard. But yeah, man, just kind of a clunker all around. The defense, again, was pretty bad. The pitching was very, very mediocre. Not what we expect from the San Diego Padres when they score 6 runs. It feels like 6 runs for this team is a win in the bank every time. Now, you had the stat, too. You're not going to beat the Seattle Mariners with the runners in scoring position. It's almost unbelievable.
They scored 6 runs. They went 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position and are now 0-for-27 this season against the Seattle Mariners with runners in scoring position.
That is staggering. Staggering levels.
Give the Mariners some credit.
They got good pitching, right?
Yeah, they've got good pitching. They got good relievers.
But that's 27 times you're in scoring position. You can't get one?
You're Luis Camposano this season with runners in scoring position against the Seattle Mariners. You go 5-for-27. You might have won 2 of those 4 games.
No question.
And you're still hitting horribly with runners in scoring position against the Seattle Mariners, which is crazy. So you're not going to win many games against anyone if you never get a hit with runners in scoring position. It's incredible. They scored 6 runs without getting a hit.
No doubt.
With a runner in scoring position. You almost never see that in a baseball game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.